Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
God's ways with the proud and the lowly. God has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. Luke 1:52. Mary learned firsthand the unpredictable character of God's gracious dealings. A young girl of humble means, she seemed an unlikely choice for the momentous role she would soon play in giving birth to the Son of God. In her hymn of praise, Mary acknowledges the greatness of her God and the marvelous yet mysterious ways of his goodness. As Matthew Henry notes, he is the God of life-changing, world-shaking surprises. Walk with Matthew Henry, an English pastor born in 1662, best known for his devotional Bible commentary. Proud people expect to carry all before them, to have their way and their will. But God scatters them in the imagination of their hearts, breaks their measures, blasts their projects, and brings them low by those very counsels with which they thought to advance and establish themselves. The mighty think to secure themselves by might, but he puts them down. On the other hand, those of low degree, who despaired of ever advancing themselves and thought no other than of being ever low, are wonderfully exalted. God takes pleasure in disappointing the expectations of those who promise themselves great things in the world and in outdoing the expectations of those who promise themselves but a little. As a righteous God, it is his glory to abase those who exalt themselves and strike terror on the secure. And as a good God, it is his glory to exalt those who fear him. Today's New Testament reading is Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 56.
At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord will fulfill his promises to her." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. When it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they shared her joy. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him after his father Zechariah. But his mother spoke up and said, "No, he is to be called John." They said to her, "There's no one among your relatives who has that name." Then they made signs to his father to find out what he would like to name the child. He asked for a writing tablet, and to everyone's astonishment, he wrote, "His name is John." Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue set free, and he began to speak, praising God. All the neighbors were filled with awe, and throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about all these things. Everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, "What then is this child going to be? For the Lord's hand was with him." His father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago. Salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace." And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he lived in the wilderness until he appeared publicly to Israel.
Matthew Henry says, "God takes pleasure in disappointing the expectations of those who promise themselves great things in the world, and in outdoing the expectations of those who promise themselves but a little." Which kind of expectations do you hold? Promise yourself success as a result of your own efforts, and you are sure to be disappointed. Humbly entrust your way to God, and he may surprise you today in a way you least expect. Great expectations in God. That's one good way to ensure the surprises coming your way are the kind you'll welcome with open arms.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.